Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
No way.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
It's time to work?
Yes, I know. Crazy.
You're killing me.
I know. It's tough. The struggle is real.
Good morning and welcome, my friends. And yes, it is going to be another awesome day. It is 6:08, and you are listening to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Hey, Michael Reagan passed away at age of 80.
That doesn't seem possible that he's 80.
No, he spoke at the REC many years ago. I don't know. Yeah. We're probably going back 15 or more years, and maybe even 20. But what a nice guy. I get to meet him. And his book, the book that he was promoting in that particular venue, was the one that, about Vince Foster. And
oh,
I mean,
yeah.
It is very well researched and very well done. And if you read that book, it will leave little doubt in your mind that there was definitely shenanigans at work there.
Yeah, he got Clinton. Yeah, for sure.
Anyway, yeah. So I'm a little bit discombobulated, just a little.
That's
bit.
A good word. Can't spell it, but it's a good
and,
word.
And this is one of those behind the scenes things that management's like, Bob, why do you have to share that with people? Why?
Mm-hmm. What he does anyway?
But, well, it's because it's who I am. It's who I am.
He's an open book.
Thank you.
Just don't look at the pictures.
If you dare.
Don't look at the
pictures. No, just email me and I'll send you pics. No. No, don't do that.
Don't do that either.
So, well, you can email me anytime.
Oh, yeah.
Bob.Rose@Odyssey.com.
Especially if you have a complaint about him crossing the line.
No, no complaints. Only positive stuff. Tell me how awesome I am. That's what I need to hear. So anyway, long story longer.
Yeah.
The printer doesn't work. Now, this, to most people, like, get over it. I mean, come on. You get around the printer.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's pretty vital, actually, in how we prepare for the show. Greg will already have articles that he's already, what we, you know, say, pulled. He's already pulled articles. He's already printed a bunch of stuff. And then I come in, and I look for any of the things that I feel like are missing, or
he puts the icing on the cake.
Other fun stuff, yeah. And sometimes it's even, you know, it's the bigger stories, because some of that stuff, I'll get like the latest from like Fox News, whatever.
Yeah,
yeah. So the printer is important.
Yes.
And we did get a new printer, what, just last year?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because the other one died. Mm-hmm. That one was dying, and they were having trouble finding an ink replacement. Took me all of 34 seconds to find it on the internet, get it delivered the next day. Just call me Miracle Man, you know.
He walks on
the water. The guy is the dinosaur dummy. He didn't know his way around the internet. Somehow figured it out in a flash of a second anyway. So now we have a new one. And I get it. Takes time to get a new one. You got to go through corporate and all that. Capital expense. I get it. But you get a new one in. And what do you know what the greatest demand is going to be? It's going to be your ink cartridges. That's what's going to happen.
Uh-huh.
Do you think if I cut the deal, I'd be like, yeah, and you're throwing in 5 black cartridges.
Oh, yeah.
That's how I do business.
They go first.
You want 5. Because that's where they get you, those ink cartridges. Anybody can afford a printer.
Mm-hmm.
It's the ink. So you say, give me five of those, and even if you have to pay for them, or I want a discount, whatever, you'd have them on the shelf.
Now, you got to remember there's a perspective here that most folks don't know. You actually had a stint in the industry of copiers slash printers, so this is actually a perspective you have that most radio people just don't think about.
Yeah, there's that too. Yeah. But it's a key component. It is one of the tools that we need. Mm-hmm. And so today, because Greg gave me a heads up and said, look, they still haven't replaced the print cartridge, which you don't have to always do everything over the internet. I know there used to be stores that would sell things like office supplies.
What?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Hey, back in my day. I mean, do they still exist? Is there like Staples and...
Yeah, we get stuff from them. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I'm just checking.
That's where all the little post-it notes
just,
I give you.
Just checking. Oh, by the way, it's not like I wouldn't do it, but I don't want to go out and buy it and then find out that management already ordered it or whatever.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. So, without a printer, and I know this is a long, winding story, but I had to go back old school, Greg.
Oh, my.
Old school.
I know where you're going then.
This morning?
Yes.
We're going to read the Ten Commandments etched in stone.
That's a little old.
Okay, we're not going that far back.
Okay, good.
We're going to go back, though, far enough to where there's this thing.
Uh-huh.
They're called newspapers.
Yeah.
And a lot of younger people never heard of them.
That's true.
So I go to the first store. Mm-hmm. That dairy store over on Newberry or whatever, because it's 24/7.
Yep.
And clean, well-lit, you know?
Yeah. You didn't get mugged.
Go in there. I'm like, pity the fool. Hey, where's the newspapers? Because I know where the newspaper rack was, because when this happens, this is my go-to. No newspaper. You used to care. No newspapers. Now, I don't think there was a great deal of language that he had in the English language anyway. So, okay, so I'm like, oh, all right. And then I go down to the store that's even a little closer to the station, although I've had, you know, hit and miss with that. Like,
now, that is a good place to get mugged at this hour.
Like, one time I went in there, they go, yeah, they haven't delivered the paper yet. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I go in there, and just the Gainesville Sun... It is certainly, it's just not enough.
Oh, no. It's useless, usually.
It's very, very thin.
Birdcage material,
And I'm not picking on them. Mm-hmm. It's the newspaper industry is pretty much over. It really is.
Well, that one's going to be old and slanted.
Well.
Typically speaking.
Yes, typically. Mm-hmm. But there's not as much local input as there. There's not like,
no,
you know, the op-eds. They used to have, you know, Cunningham and I. We'd have, you know what I mean? He would give me fodder. He even mentioned me in his columns. I mean, we had a good old time. And but those days are gone.
Oh, yeah.
Those days are gone. I think it's all like electronically put together. In fact, I know it is. Mm-hmm. And how do I know that? Because I picked up three newspapers. I picked up the Florida Times Union out of Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Now, Jacksonville is a decent-sized city.
Sure.
I mean, they're in like, you know, what we'd call like, what, market 40-something. You would think they'd have a substantial paper. Even though papers are dying in general, mm-hmm. if you have a large enough population. And it's, well, it's not very good, but... Okay. So I picked up that, USA Today, and the Gainesville Sun. So three papers.
Right.
$9.
Whoa!
$9.
Wow. For now, things that aren't that useful, really, in general.
You know, what helped to cause the failure, they kept charging you more for the paper.
Yeah.
And then filling it full of even more advertising.
Right.
So it was kind of a double whammy. It's like, and then the content was shrinking.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all ads, no content.
Nothing local.
So what I discovered is really, not just virtually, identical articles in all three.
Oh, my goodness.
In all three.
So you wasted 6 months.
Identical articles, not about the same subject matter. Yes, the same subject matter, the exact same articles.
Wow.
They come from Reuters or they come from USA Today.
Right.
And really, that's about it.
I mean, the reality, too, is a lot of stuff that we source comes from the web because we reach out and look at all those places. It looks like what they have left, they're going out there too, and There's nothing. There's no local reporters that really exist anymore in that world.
No, and they'll tell you that, you know, well, that's, you know, that's an added expense, and we have to cut costs, and we have to do that. But you're cutting costs at the content level.
Yeah,
I mean, that's your product.
Is the content?
Yeah, they're not buying it because they like paper. They're not buying it because they love the black stuff that rubs all over their fingers.
Oh,
they're actually buying it for the content.
Uh huh. Not the aroma of ink on old paper. No.
So it's the demise of your regular newspaper, and it's been a long time.
Oh yeah,
been a long time coming. But like so many other industries, they just continually shoot themselves in the foot. And at every major junction along the way when decisions are made, they basically took the wrong one.
Joe Biden was in charge?
Somebody who probably has an equivalent mental acuity.
Wow.
617 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And stick around. I've got 3 hours and 45 minutes of more complaints coming your way on 97.3 The Sky.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Happy Hump Day, Trump Day! Baby! Here we are. We made it. Halfway through. Hang in there. 623, Bob Rose Show rolling. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. I was talking about the need to actually purchase newspapers today because our printer needs some ink. And so no problem. I can adjust. I've been doing this for a couple of days or weeks now. Actually, last month marked 24 years for me here at the Sky doing mornings. And thank you, Lord. Thank you. I want to show gratitude. Thank you, Lord. But at the same time, I have to say, why me? Why?
No. Well, I can tell you, but I don't want to share it with everyone.
Yeah, no, totally kidding. Yeah. Definitely very, very blessed, especially in this business to be able to have, raised my family. And so really no complaints on that level. The newspaper industry not doing well at all. And I pointed it out in the last segment, so I won't be redundant. But I will tell you this. Here's the important thing that you need that you should draw from this, because this exemplifies really kind of mass media.
Yes.
They're running all the same stories, which, look, when we're doing our homework, what are the top stories? What are the big stories? And what's the local stories? Are we just doing dog catcher stuff, or is there actually something to talk about, etc.? And so what happens in the mass media is they're doing all the same stories, but the problem is they're leaving some out. Here's my case in point. USA Today, the Times Union out of Jacksonville, and the Gainesville Sun are the three I picked up this morning at a cost of $9 total. And here's your big one on the USA Today.
Okay.
2 million Epstein docs still pending. Okay, so they love the Epstein thing to try to keep that going, and I'm not saying it is not important, but by their very own headline, 2 million Epstein documents still pending. In other words, this is an overwhelming amount of information, so we shouldn't be shocked that it takes the government a while to go through that stuff. But I get it. I get the importance of it, all right? USA Today covered the folks that are still displaced out in California after the fires, and a lot of it has to do with insurance battles and bureaucracy.
Imagine that.
Insurance companies and government. Yeah, shocker there. So anyway, the vaccine thing, they're trying to make a big deal out of that, and all that they did under the Trump administration to say, hey, it might not be necessary for your child to get all of them.
Right.
However, if you want all of them, you can have all of them.
But isn't that what we want government to tell us?
You mean to have some sort of choice?
Yes.
You mean to have maybe a parent making decisions about their own child along with a physician?
Unlike the last administration, which wanted to control every part of our lives, what cars we drove, what kind of stove we had, et cetera.
So, somehow it's going to kill kids and measles are going to run rampant and all that. All right. They had room to put in as part of the whole Maduro thing, bring up the Noriega thing, which is great. You know, there's some historical significance.
And you could have heard that, yesterday or Monday on the Bob Rose.
Oh, here's a big one for the lefties. Corporation for Public Broadcasting votes to dissolve.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. PBS. Oh, it's terrible. And, of course, they always accentuate the programming that's like the kids' stuff.
Which,
if we're being honest, has historically been very, very good programming. The problem is they're supposed to be nonpartisan right from their very foundation, and they weren't. So anyway, after all of that and these stories, and basically everybody has the same one. It has something to do with Maduro. It has something to do with Epstein. That's it. You know what's missing?
What's that?
The biggest fraud uncovering in the history of the United States. Mm-hmm. And that would be what's going on in Minnesota. And none of those newspapers have one single printed letter about it. Not one.
I mean, you've got a governor who may not even finish a term and isn't running again because of it.
Yes.
That should be big news.
You'd think billions upon billions of dollars.
Tax dollars.
At stake.
Your dollars.
Yes. Yeah. And if it was limited to Minnesota, it would be bad enough. But it's not. And that's a whole nother problem. So, the sin of omission. That, the lefty media doesn't think that Minnesota story is all that important, because it paints a terrible picture of Democrats in government, an awful yet highly accurate picture. 6:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and listen to the Bob Rose Show on the Odyssey iHeartRadio or TuneIn apps or tell your smart speaker, hey, play 97.3 The Sky.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I guess you shouldn't let the music run completely out.
But we have
a job to do.
Yeah, but that's great guitar work there. I mean,
well,
Slash is amazing.
That really GNR fan, huh?
I like this stuff.
I'm going to tell my cuz Axel all about it, man.
Tell him
you're a big fan.
Of course, he did cause a riot in the middle of a concert and pretty much tore down a venue in St. Louis years ago. But other than that, yeah, nice guy.
Hey, while we're talking about music, by the way, 6:39 is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here, and Greg's a big name dropper. He drops names of people that he's known in his past and stuff, and I would never do that. But your old pal Amy Grant,
yes,
is back.
I saw she got
a
new
back
project.
In a big way.
Yeah,
she's going deep, brother.
Oh yeah,
oh yeah. She's got a song coming out, and it's January 6th, subtitled Yasgur's Farm. Do you know the reference to Yasgur's Farm?
I've just seen info on this project and this song coming out.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, it's pretty deep. Basically, the premise behind it, I believe, is how much have we learned, you know, how much has humanity really learned since Yasgur's Farm? And that was Woodstock, the place where Woodstock.
Right.
So what has occurred
right
since then? What have we learned?
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't run around naked in the mud? I don't know.
No, it's not specific to that incident.
I'm
kidding. Just kind of marking that as...
That's interesting.
You know?
Yeah.
But it's your pal, so I thought you'd have some insight
into
that.
We're not pals.
You and Amy Grant?
We've hung out over the years.
Every time her name came up, you'd be like, a little bit of drool would come out of the corner of your mouth. I go, wow, the only time I ever see Greg do that is for a donut.
Ooh.
So.
Oh, you say that after having fits in yesterday talking about eating healthy.
We did eat healthy. Did we eat any Pop-Tarts yesterday? No.
No.
Oh, I didn't. Did you?
Not here, no.
Oh, okay. All right.
And you made sure you aired out the studio with the pizza smell before she got here.
How dare you? How dare you? Oh.
Yeah.
Let's see. What do we have going on? Oh, I did bring this up, so let me follow up.
Okay.
And that is House Oversight Committee.
Mm-hmm.
They are going to be talking to and about the Minnesota government and the Governor Tim Walz.
Oh, man.
And
what a loser.
And Fox has some of the statements that were made by Comer are going to be made because this is going to take place later on today. And he's going to accuse them basically of being asleep at the wheel.
Hmm.
And as part of a statement, he's expected to question whether Governor Tim Walz and Attorney General Keith Ellison, I told you he was a bad player.
You did.
And Minnesota's Democratic leadership were negligent or complicit in the growing scandal. Minnesota social services, which are funded by you, the American taxpayer, are being ripped off. The most vulnerable are suffering as a result. The fraudsters, many of whom are Minnesota Somali community, have stolen from programs meant to feed needy kids, provide services to autistic children, house low-income and disabled Americans, and provide health care to vulnerable Medicaid recipients. So prosecutors, federal prosecutors in Minnesota have already charged multiple people with stealing more than $240 million, and that's from the federal child nutrition program through a nonprofit in Minnesota, Feeding Our Future. So there's that one.
I have trouble that they were just asleep at the wheel. I think they were complicit.
Well,
it's too big and there's too much and too many people involved.
I absolutely agree with that. Yeah, there's no denying that. You can't say you're asleep at the wheel. It's negligence at the very least. At the very, very least. And I would bet a buck that there's complicity there. And you know, you follow the money. Money was being dumped back into campaigns and stuff. Fraudsters like these, Comer says, take millions to enrich themselves while providing nothing, overstating or outright faking the services. How many children have gone hungry because fraudsters stole money that was intended to provide them with food? How many autistic children were denied services because fraudsters instead sent this money overseas? How many low-income seniors, people with disabilities, or those with mental illnesses were denied access to housing because fraudsters drained resources and pocketed the money for themselves? And yes, these are just the tip of the proverbial iceberg. And not the story was not mentioned. That it's nothing in there about Minnesota Today in any of the newspapers I looked at, the Times Union, the Gainesville Sun, and USA Today. Nothing about this oversight committee talking about, we're in the billions of dollars with this, the fraud and fraudulent behavior in Minnesota, in which if it's just Minnesota taxpayers, you know, shame on them, and hopefully they'll clean house and all that. They won't, but, you know, that would be the hope. But no, these are everybody who pays taxes. They help to fund all these programs. It's just funneled through the state. So we're all going to be on the hook for that. And California, that's a whole nother story that has some similarities as far as fraud and waste goes.
And again, no surprise. And yeah, negligence at the least.
Yeah.
You will not convince me that, like I said, some of the money going to campaigns, they didn't know where it was coming from. I don't believe that.
Yeah. All right. What else is going on? Oh, protests in Iran, you know, that began happening a little while ago, and every once in a while I'll see a little blurb on it. So let me fill you in on what's going on there. I'll do that coming up next. It is 6:45. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and you never have to miss a minute. Just search the Bob Rose Show on your favorite app. Hit the follow button. Catch up on every episode whenever it works for you. Now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcasts. Another day in paradise, my friends. Come on. Come on. Start it out positive. Come on. It is 6:50 right now, 10 minutes till 7 o'clock. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Hey, leadership is important. You're working hard every day. You want to get ahead, right?
Oh, yeah.
You want to climb the ladder, right? I mean, did you realize that, like, the average new car now is around $50,000 on average?
Isn't that crazy?
$50,000. Yeah. So if you want a set of new wheels, you got to climb the ladder, and being a leader will certainly help you in that endeavor. So you are officially invited to the Ocala Leadership Conference, which is Friday, January 30th at Meadowbrook in Ocala. There'll be in-person speeches from some of the top leadership experts and speakers in the country. John Maxwell, Ryan Leak, John Gordon, doesn't matter if you recognize those names or not. These are people that are going to help you learn how to, for you personally and to spread maybe to your employees, boosting morale, leading to more productivity and profitability. You'll have the opportunity to network with them and other leaders in the community. So it's time to invest in yourself, because you really are investing in your future. So sign up for this. Friday, January 30th, Meadowbrook in Ocala. Tickets are on sale now, going fast. Use the code COFFEETALK and get $100 off your ticket price. Simply go to OcalaLeadershipConference.com. That's OcalaLeadershipConference.com.
Pretty simple.
Yes. And, look. It doesn't matter how much knowledge you have. When you go into these kinds of things, and I've done this before, you'll always walk away with, at the very least, a few nuggets.
Oh, yeah.
That can make a difference. Make a difference in just psychologically kind of how you feel about your job and, you know, how you want to either make things better for your employees or how you want to consistently, you know, build a better life for yourself, for your family. That's really, for a lot of us, isn't that why we go to work every day? Mm-hmm. Want to take care of the family? Want to give them a good chance in an education. Doesn't always mean it has to, you know, end up with advanced degrees from a university. You know, just training to get a good job, plumbing, HVAC.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, all that. But, you know, you give yourself and your family more opportunities when your income level increases. So be a leader and be a good leader.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there is no such thing as a bad leader, because to me, you're not really a leader.
Right.
In my book.
I get that.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I was talking about Iran, and this is kind of simmering under the surface. Not a lot of chat about it, but the death toll from clashes between Iranian security forces and protesters reportedly rose to at least 36 people yesterday. And people are not happy with their government. Look, Iran still has a relatively young population. Mm-hmm. They have not been happy for a long time. But they're not, I guess they don't feel they're in a position to truly do something about it. But with these protests growing, we'll see, because more than 1,200 people have been detained across more than 50 towns and cities. This is growing. And one of the reasons for the unrest is that Iran's currency fell to a record low of over $1.44 million to the U.S. dollar. And so their money has plunged, you know, further down, reaching record lows. Inflation reached 52.6% last month.
Wow.
Now, why is that occurring? It's because Donald Trump and his administration is putting the squeeze on Iran, putting a squeeze on sanctioned oil, putting a squeeze and decimating their nuclear program. All right. And following through with sanctions that have been placed against Iran. So, yeah, they're getting squeezed and it's affecting them economically. And the hope is that the people, you know, eventually will rise up and do away with their form of government right now. That's been the hope for a long time. And I think it might be recognized by some of those folks, the leaders of the opposition, that Donald Trump is the guy who would have their backs, mm-hmm. unlike other presidents in the past.
Oh, yeah.
Who have not had their backs. that they actually, well, you look at Biden and you look at Obama, they were propping up the government. They're sending pallets of cash. They're entering into bizarre nuclear agreements that would allow them to gain access to nuclear weapons eventually. That's how it was laid out.
Where was the logic in that?
There is none.
None.
None at all.
I mean, who is the one president in decades who's really been trying to get peace in the Middle East for everybody? Because everybody wins if there's peace.
Yep.
That would be Donald J. Trump.
One of the other big headlines is the Venezuela's main opposition leader, Maria Corina Machado. She has vowed to return home quickly, and she's also praising Donald Trump for toppling President Nicolas Maduro in declaring her movement, and she is ready to win a free election. She's ready.
I've heard both sides on this of whether or not she really has support of the people. So I don't know. I mean, we don't know because we're not there and we're not that connected. But
well, here,
it's going to be interesting to watch.
Here, just keep this in mind.
Okay.
Some of these stories can be confusing because who's left in charge with Maduro gone?
Oh, yeah.
It's a woman.
Right.
And that's Delcy Rodriguez.
Right, the VP, essentially.
So yeah. So sometimes it creates a little confusion. But does she...
Right.
have the support of the people.
Right.
And sometimes the she gets interpreted.
Oh, no, I agree.
But I think Machado, yeah. No, I think that she would have substantial. I mean, the people are ecstatic that Maduro's gone. Now they want to see real changes. And hopefully those are to come. But you got to set up.
Isn't she the one that got the Nobel Peace Prize?
Indeed. And even said that she wants to give it to President Trump.
Wow.
You're not going to see that in the lefty headlines.
Oh, no.
But yes, she did indeed.
I hate that thought.
She did indeed say that. Yep.
That's funny.
All right. This day in history.
Yep.
We could spin the wheel. This one. Are you dribbling over there, or do you just want to talk about the Harlem Globetrotters, Greg?
Oh, wow. There's a flashback for a lot of us.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was the day they actually, you know, really officially noted as their start date? I'll give you a hint. It's today, January 7th.
I'm thinking now, back in the 30s.
You are close.
Really?
Yes, 1927.
I almost said the 20s.
So 99 years of Harlem Globetrotter basketball.
Wow.
That's the first time they traveled 48 miles west from Chicago to play their first game in Hinckley, Illinois. Isn't that amazing?
It is.
Yep. 6:57 on the Bob Rose Show, and we know you're busy, so we make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcasts have every minute, every issue on demand in one place, now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or iHeart. You just hit subscribe. Good morning and welcome to a happy Hump Day, Trump Day, you're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.